This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 28th of February. ARL Commission boss Peter Verlandes has revealed the NRL's $420 million war chest to drive expansion as he plots the next offshore project to match the Code's Vegas venture, a second team in New Zealand. As Verlandes struck down in Vegas ahead of Sunday's historic NRL doubleheader, the ARLC chair detailed the financial goldmine to fund a 20-team NRL competition. Verlandes says the NRL could play premiership games in America for the next 20 years, revealed Wayne Bennett will be consulted on expansion, and confirmed a second New Zealand team to rival the Warriors is on the agenda. It's been revealed Gold Coast cop Aaron Ottaway, who was stood down for defying an order to stop chasing a car containing allegedly armed teen offenders, was told by his superior to abandon the chase because overtime was not approved. Explosive new details have emerged about the controversial disciplinary action against Senior Sergeant Ottaway, which has angered frontline cops and helped topple Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll. Senior Sergeant Ottaway, a decorated 33-year-old police veteran, has been sidelined after allegedly directing colleagues to ram one of two allegedly stolen cars being driven by armed teenage offenders on a crime rampage on the Gold Coast earlier this month. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Victoria Police have successfully fought to suppress key details of the kidnappers and torturers in a shocking alleged hate crime. The stunning court order prevents the Herald Sun from telling the public who has been charged, what suburb they live in, their nationality and their religious background. No photograph of the pair, one woman and a man, can be published, along with a whole host of important details relating to the case. And Prince William pulled out of a church service at the last minute due to a personal matter, as the palace confirmed Princess Catherine is doing well. A Kensington Palace source said the decision was not connected to his wife, who was recovering from abdominal surgery, insisting that the Princess of Wales continues to be doing well. William's absence came soon after the sudden death of another royal, Thomas Kingston, aged just 45.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.